last time on Wings.
Just for the record, what happened between me and Casey was just a one-time thing, would never happen again.
Fire!
Fire!
Fire! Let's get out of here!
What is that?
What's a welcome home gift for Joe and Helen?
We already gave them a welcome home gift, remember? We burned their house down!
You did this? It was an accident. It was one of those freaky bra in the fireplace things you always read about.
This time it was the house. What's it gonna be next? My children? That's a chance I can't afford to take. I just don't have it in me anymore. What are you saying? I'm saying I want you out of my life.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, wow.
What are you doing here?
What do you think? Returning to the scene of the crime.
Oh, God. They filed charges?
Don't worry. Carson carries a 3-5 stretch. You'll still be a youngish woman when you get out.
You know, actually, when you look at it in the daylight, it's not so bad.
Yeah, you're right. Although, technically, nothing remains standing.
Work with me, Brian, okay? I've been here since dawn trying to salvage something so Helen doesn't kill me.
Hey, I got my own problems, all right? My brother wants to cut me out of his life. Never seen such contempt on a human face. Well, except maybe that time at the dentist when the hygienist asked me if I wanted suction and I said where. That's the look. That's it. You didn't happen to see that look on Joe's face this morning, did you?
Oh, no. I've been keeping a very low profile at that house. Yeah. By the way, where'd you sleep last night?
Roy's. It's not that bad. Just have to follow a few rules, like, after midnight, lock yourself in your room and don't come out, no matter what you hear.
Ooh, look at this. This hardly burned at all. Helen will be thrilled to get this back.
Helen, no. That's not Helen's. That belongs to me and Joe. My God, I didn't even know this was here. It's not even burnt or anything. Our dad left this to us when he died, see?
Tough, I saw it first.
Hey, no, listen to me for a second. Joe wasn't speaking to me for like 6 years, okay? And so Dad put a photograph of us in this suitcase so that when we'd open up and see it, it would bring us back together. It's still there. Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're rich. You're rich?
No. It's just Dad's way of telling us that we're rich because we have each other. This is gonna fix things with Joe. It's gonna fix them.
Great. You've got your peacemaker. What about me? I mean, look at this place. Helen will never speak to me again, and maybe I deserve it.
Oh, come on now. It's not your fault. It's nobody's fault.
It isn't?
Of course not. It's not like we're bad people.
We're not?
No. Baby. You want to go upstairs?
There is no upstairs.
We are bad people.
Hey, Scarpacci, it's good to see you laughing again. I guess with enough antidepressants, even coffee's funny.
No. I'm on a natural high. It's called Vendetta. Ryan and Casey will soon learn that nobody makes a fool of Antonio Scarpacci.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
I had a few pizzas delivered to Casey.
How many did you send?
2 dozen. Cost me a pretty penny, but it was worth it.
You paid for the pizzas?
That's right. Toy with Antonio Scarpacci, you get burned, my friend.
Hey, Chapel. You're the last one I expected to see here today. I'm sorry to hear about your house.
Oh, thanks, Roy.
So how you holding up, huh?
Better than my house.
Glad to see you're taking it this way. You got your sense of humor back.
Well, what's done is done. I mean, the house is gone. Put that fire behind me. There is no smoking at the lunch counter! Morning, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Roomie?
Roy, we're not really roomies.
Oh, sure we are. We share a pad. What do you call it?
Surreal. Hey, Joey, you got a minute? Can I talk to you?
Yeah, come on in.
Look, a lot of things were said last night, and I know things are pretty weird between us now. But this morning, I went back to
the charred ruins of our former home?
Right, the bad place. And, look what I found.
Is that Dad's suitcase?
That's right. It's the only thing that survived the fire. I'm telling you, Joey, this is a sign, man.
No, Brian, should have a sign. Cheap, ugly luggage.
Well, what do you want? Well, okay. You're not gonna believe what's inside of this. Take a look.
So?
So? Well, bet you don't remember what this is.
It's the picture Dad left us.
Right! And I bet you don't remember what's written on the back.
It says you're rich.
2 for 2. Okay, I'm gonna jump right into the lightning round, okay? Bet you don't remember what that means. It means that we're rich because we have each other.
No, Brian. It means the nut house is right, and when they lured Dad into that van with a net and a chunky.
Joe Hackett?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Al Skoog. We have an appointment.
Excuse me. We're right in the middle of something important here.
No. Come on in, Mr. Skoog. My brother and I were just finishing up.
Oh, yes, the brother. Party of the second part.
What? What is this?
Brian, Mr. Skoog is an attorney. I hired him to handle the dissolution of our partnership.
You hired a lawyer?
Look, Brian, I want everything to be absolutely legal, and Mr. Skoog comes highly recommended.
Al Skoog, steam cleaning. Carpets, upholstery, and draperies, don't just clean it, skoogerize it.
It's my other business.
Al Skoog, attorney at law. Corporate, civil, and bankruptcy. We're not just good, we're skoogerific.
Joey, why are you doing this, man?
What did you expect, Brian? You thought you'd come in here, show me that picture, and I would just melt away and say, Brian, all's forgiven. Is that what you thought?
I thought that you'd take a look at this and make you at least think about what it is that you're doing.
This case isn't going away, is it?
No, it is not. No, Brian, look, I really think that you'll come to see that this is best thing for all of us.
Yeah. No, you're right, because you know it's best for everybody. Well, fine, you got your way. I'm out of here.
You look a little down.
It's all right, I'll be okay.
Listen, I own a bar in town. Come on, I'll buy you a pitcher of Skoogaritas.
Is to send those Encyclopedia Britannica to Mr. Brian Hackett. Right. Yes, 627 Cherry Street, Nantucket, Massachusetts. Yeah. Chump. Name on the credit card? Yeah. Antonio Scarpa.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Listen, I was thinking, why don't we go out to dinner tonight, that new rib place?
Ooh, somebody found a coupon. Oh, listen, by the way, have you seen Casey this morning?
Casey?
I would think she'd be the last person in the world you'd want to see.
No, she's exactly the person I'd like to see.
What? Are you... What? Aren't you furious with her?
Oh, yes, and she will pay. She will pay dearly. Everybody has a soft underbelly, Joe. You just have to figure out how to rip it open.
Honey, you scare me a little bit when you talk like that.
Then don't ever cross me.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Helen, I went to the house to try to salvage something for you, but the place is toast. So just go ahead and get angry, and whatever you're going to do to me, just go ahead and get it over with.
Oh, please, Casey, it was an accident. Accidents happen. I'm okay with it.
Oh. Thank you, Helen. Wow. I mean, I was so worried. Yeah, really, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. I just kept thinking and thinking, what is she gonna do to me? Oh, is that my dress?
This? Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
My original Valentino that I bought in Paris, that he altered himself on his own hands and knees.
It fits me good. You know, all my stuff was destroyed in the fire, so I just grabbed it this morning.
But it was stored in a zipped bag way, way, way back in my closet.
Yeah, whatever. Hand me those ketchup bottles.
Whoa, what do you want with these?
Oh, I gotta fill them up.
Oh, you know what? Well, how about if I just do that for you?
No, it's all right. It's my job. I need to do this.
You know what? Why don't you just... Aren't you gonna change first?
Oh, no, honey. I have to... It would be just silly to do that because, after this, I've got to go clean the grease traps. Grab those bottles for me.
Okay. Hello. I'm back.
Hey. Hi. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
How was your cruise?
Oh, it was enchanting. Joe, Iceland is everything they said it is.
Well, that's why they call it the land of Iceland.
Yeah. It was wonderful. Joe, we sailed to Reykjavik, Kopavakur, Hafnarfjordur. And the best part, Joe, I met a man, Lyle. I fell, Joe. I fell hard.
Oh, that sounds very romantic.
No, I mean, I fell hard during the lifeboat drill, but Lyle was there to pick me up. And then we talked and talked and got hammered on chi-chis.
Joe, flight was great. Oh, and you were right. That plane handles like a dream.
Oh, good. Oh, Scott, I want you to meet Faye. Faye, this is our new pilot, Scott Summers.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Well, it's about time you got somebody to help out. You and Brian have been running yourselves ragged.
Well, actually, Faye, Brian doesn't work here anymore.
What are you talking about?
I bought Brian out of Sandpiper. We're no longer partners.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I mean, you boys have had your rifts in the past, but I mean, what in the world could justify your kicking your own brother out?
He was having sex with Casey, and he burned down our house.
That'll do it. Welcome aboard. Yes, Lyle, I got the pictures back from our cruise. There's a wonderful one of you on the Lido deck in your cute Madras shorts and your black knee socks. I want you bad.
Hey, honey, are you busy?
Well, I'm in the middle of... What are you wearing?
Chanel.
You don't own a Chanel.
I do now. Look, what is going on with you and Brian is between you guys, and it's not my place to interfere.
Thank you.
But here's how it's gonna be. You are not gonna let Brian leave Nantucket, and that's that.
I am not forcing him to leave.
Joe, come on. How can he possibly stay here with what's going on between you two?
I don't own this island. He can stay as long as he wants.
Joe.
Look, I don't want to talk about this anymore. You know, I can't change the way I feel, and if Brian feels the way he does and wants to leave, that's his decision.
This surprises me. I cannot believe how unfeeling, how calculating, how cruel you are to your own flesh and blood.
Helen, have you seen my...
Think about it.
Oh, Hackett, don't leave.
Hey. Pull yourself together.
But I still don't understand why you have to go.
Roy, with everything that's happening between me and Joe, it's just too hard to work here.
But what about us? I opened up to you.
I know you did, and I'm glad it was me. Anyone else would have notified the authorities.
But, Brian, there's a phone call for you. No, there's not. Watch your back! Oh, better yet, watch the mail. You're getting a big box from Eddie Bauer.
Be out of here in a minute. I just want to pack up my stuff. I
already took care of it.
Hey, what took you so long, Joey?
Oh, I forget your suitcase.
Dad left that to both of us when he died.
Yeah, well, I don't want it.
Neither do I.
You're not throwing away my good suitcase, are you? That's genuine imitation alligator.
Dad? What are you doing here?
You tell me.
Oh, all right, okay. I get it. Yeah, I know why this is happening. Everyone else is sticking in their two cents about Brian. Well, you might as well, too.
Why not? Just because I'm dead, it doesn't mean I don't have opinions.
You know what? Whatever it is, I really don't want to hear it. So I'm just going to close my eyes, and when I open them, you're going to be gone.
Boom! Ah! I can always get you with that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Other dads did crazy stuff like help their kids with homework or coach soccer. But my father, he knew the value of a well-placed whoopee cushion.
Come on, Joe, lighten up.
You're always so darn serious.
You know what? I hate it when people say that. Joe's the serious one. Joe's the uptight one. Brian's the fun one. Well, excuse me, but someone in this family had to be responsible. We certainly couldn't count on you.
So I flipped out a little. Can you blame me? Your mother wakes me up one morning and says, the boys' beds are made, your breakfast is on the table, I'm moving to Phoenix, and you're not. Now, I think under the circumstances, I behaved very well.
Yeah, Dad, you were a rock. I'm just a kid. I get a call from the women's auxiliary. Come and get your father. He's at our chili cook-off, and he's nude.
I still don't think there was any reason to disqualify me. Joe. What I came here to tell you.
Yeah, I know what you came to tell me. Brian's my brother. He didn't mean it. He's just like that. Well, how the hell would you know what he's like? I am the one that raised him. I'm the one that made his dinner. I got him to school. I'm the one that took care of him when he had the flu. You in the night when he woke up with a nightmare, he came to me, not to you. So whatever you have to say, I don't want to hear. You don't have the right to say anything.
Okay. But I'm going to say it anyway. I'm proud of you.
What?
Look, the way you were brought up, you had every right to be in one of those sniveling support groups saying, hi, my name is Joe, and I've had a bum childhood.
Hey, those things help.
Look at all you've accomplished. You have a successful business, you married a great girl, and you've grown up into be a hell of a guy.
You want money, don't you?
Joe, look, what I came here to tell you is that I think that you're doing the right thing about Brian.
Really?
Absolutely. Rebuild your house, get on with your own life, and tell Brian to hit the highway. Believe me, it's no big loss. Usually people don't see their families except around Christmas time and birthdays anyway, and you know what nightmares they can be.
Tell me about it. The year is worse than the last.
Remember your 13th birthday? That was the one where I bought you the bicycle. And it came unassembled. And Brian thought it was a great idea to surprise you by putting it together himself.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he did a pretty good job, too. He just left out that one teeny little unimportant thing, the brake pads.
You remember the first thing you did?
I put away the box and filled out the warranty card.
No, I mean after that.
Oh, yeah, right. I went to the top of Suicide Hill and raced straight down at full speed.
Right.
No, that wasn't funny. I could have gotten hurt. The only thing that saved me was crashing into that snowman.
Oh, that was no snowman. That was the Matha kid in a white parka chewing on a carrot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, wow. I was so angry with Brian.
I don't blame you. He tried to kill you.
Oh, no. He didn't try to kill me. He just wasn't thinking. He was trying to surprise me.
Yeah. Well, That's ancient history. Take care of yourself, kid.
You leaving already?
You've had enough family for one day. And look, no second thoughts about Brian. You're not going to miss him. After all, you didn't miss your mother. You don't miss me.
I never said I didn't miss you.
Well, you never said you did.
Well, I guess I just didn't realize it till you were gone.
Well, that's a damn shame. Because now, all you can do is miss me.
Don't go.
Just take the last box and I'll go. I'll let you know where to send the last check, okay? Have a nice life.
Brian?
Yeah?
Don't go.
After another frying pan fight with Lilith, Frasier seems to have forgotten who he and his friends are and why they even go to Cheers.
We're not trying to be funny. We're just here for some tea.
Feel better, Frasier, and you stay tuned.